Now, live from a less than soundproof studio on Los Angeles' Miracle Mile, directly across the street from the Stinky Tar Pits, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
All right, welcome everybody. It is Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. And we're joined tonight by the lovely, always energetic, and quite superficial...
What?
Sam Phillips, everybody.
Oh, my God. Is that supposed to be a compliment or an insult?
No, I think it's actually probably wrong. I mean, you're very...
superficial.
Very genuine person. Well, I just knew that would irritate you.
Thanks, buddy. What are buddies for? Right. What's my big buddy for? I love you, buddy. Who's
my buddy?
You're
very self-conscious.
You know, I didn't even get a chance to bathe. I wanted to be clean.
I know,
for
but
you.
I hugged you. I thought there was a little something going on there.
No, didn't you think I smelled good? I'm wearing gendarme. It's a men's cologne.
I don't know. I think it smells like...
You're
wearing men's cologne?
Men's cologne.
Men's cologne?
Yeah. I don't smell...
Why would you not wear women's cologne?
I don't like it because women don't make cologne. They have perfume.
Yeah, but why not wear perfume?
Because perfume sucks.
Listen.
It's all feminine and girly and stanky. And
yeah,
I like manly smells.
Is that, well, I don't know. You don't wear it for you.
Well, you know, it's funny because when guys like it, they get all weirded out when I tell them it's a men's cologne.
Yeah.
Like it hits them like, wow, wait a minute. I like a men's cologne. What's that mean? It means that you like men's cologne.
It's like, wow. How, you know, what a, oh, wait a minute. Wow,
that smells
you
like
smell
me.
Like Jerry Wachowski. How hot.
Wow, that's a compliment, Jerry.
I guess so.
Where is that? Look, I can't even see him over the console. Where? Oh, hey, buddy. How are you?
All right. Last night was one of the great nights of all time.
I missed it. I'm really bummed.
And I'm still feeling the side effects of getting hammered down there at the Commerce Casino.
Tell me like the high points.
I tell you, it was we had about 500 players.
Ooh!
And Danny Bonaducci came down, and
did he wow the crowd?
Yeah, everybody enjoyed.
He's a big stud,
Danny down there.
Yeah.
But it was a great event, and I think I finally went to bed at around 4 a.m.
Down there.
Yeah.
You went there. Did they give you a room?
Well, I got a room.
Oh, good.
Because I brought my wife came along and my daughter.
Oh, and your daughter, was she playing?
She didn't play much. Yeah, she's broke.
You mean you didn't front her a little, what's that called, a buy-in?
Nah, get out
of here. Was there a buy-in or something? Or
no, the buy-in was free.
No way.
It was free to play.
No wonder there was 500 players.
It was free to eat down there if you
free
were a player.
Free food?
Yeah, and great food, too.
What kind of food?
They had rice and... steak and chicken and all kinds of stuff.
I like that first one.
Homemade
rice.
Tortillas.
I'm a vegetarian. I like the rice.
Yeah.
Was there beans?
Get some rice in you. Mm. All right, folks. But anyway, thanks everybody that came down last night. It was a great event, the Commerce Casino. And from what I understand, we're going to do four of those a year. So keep listening to the station, and we'll talk about the next one. The next one will probably be in June or so.
Ooh.
And if you didn't get into this one... try to make it to the next one because it's always a great event.
I will try to make it to the next one. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Now, this is, you know, whether you think we're in a recession or not, whether you think the economy is going in the toilet or not, I guess it's how you look at different numbers. I think there's actually, a downturn.
Don't you think it's a depression?
No, it's not a depression.
Isn't it going to head to a depression? Like beyond a recession?
It might.
That's what I heard. From the financial wizards.
Did it have a full-blown depression?
Like, that's what I heard, potentially in the future.
It's
that's
possible.
Where we could be headed.
Absolutely possible. But there are a lot of people out of work. There are a lot of people who are, struggling right now. There's some downsizing of companies, and especially in radio, too. You walk through the halls here, you know, in the evening, and there's, nobody around.
Jack Silver told me I was lucky I had a job. On the
weekends.
Knows
how to woo women, huh? it's a terrible time for a lot of people. However, I wonder if it's affecting drug dealers.
Oh gosh, no, they must be cleaning up. That's what I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do people smoke more weed during a recession?
Well, I think people self-medicate, so it makes you feel better when you're depressed.
Right.
So you smoke pot.
Now, you buy yours at the Pharmacia, right?
It's called the Pharmacy on Santa
Monica.
The
Pharmacy.
Yes,
right.
Or the Pharmacia.
All right, I know what it's called.
If you're
there's
Latin.
A lot of them right there in Santa Monica Boulevard, right?
There's like 40 of them in a 2-mile radius, right, in West Hollywood.
Why are they all clumped into one area? Why not spread them around?
I think there's a lot of sick people in that area.
Is that right?
Oh, I don't know. It's like just this one general area, and all the pharmacies are there.
Now, do you have, like, the one you go to, the pharmacy?
Yes.
Is that, why is that better than the next one?
Because they have about 80 different selections of pots, medicinal marijuanas, ranging from $35 an eighth, to maybe, say, $90 an eighth. They also have various baked goods, very yummy, like cookies and brownies and chocolates and cakes and lollipops. They have salad dressing, oil, lasagna.
With salad dressing?
They have chata. They have lemonade. They have everything pot.
Wait a minute. You can you can get a pot salad dressing?
Yes.
That's sort of
odd. Pot butter, can of butter. They have pot everything. You walk in. You know when you walk into a bakery and they have those refrigerators and they're glass and you can see everything? That's the way it is in the pharmacy.
I got to get down there. Are they open late?
You know what? Supposedly Frank was supposed to stop by today with the sales rep that came from 97.1 to visit them. Yeah.
It starts selling weed on the air, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, medicinal
herbs, I guess,
marijuana-related items. Right. Yeah.
But what time are they open till?
They are open until 7:45. Well, they're open until 8, but they only let people in up until 7:45.
But see, I would think that a pot store would be open late.
Well, that is late. Oh, you know.
No, I'm talking to like midnight, 1 o'clock.
There is a guy who owns a bunch of them in the Valley who's opening up vending machines. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, this is fantastic.
You know, somebody's going to capitalize and be the trendsetter. The guy who has the first drive-through pharmacy.
Well, this is almost just like that. It's for after hours. You have to be a member of that pharmacy, and they thumbprint you, and they do your ID. So after hours, you kind of swipe your license. You put your thumbprint. It lets you in, and you can, like, a vending machine will dispose indica, sativa, yum berry, Bubba Kush, whatever type pot you want. You just get it from the vending machine. It's all on tape. You know, it's all being videotaped, and then you leave.
Is there a weed named after you?
Yes, there is. How did you know?
I assumed you're in there often enough where they almost feel obligated to do that.
Well, I pestered them for a really long time. I
Who
demanded
would've guessed?
It. I said, come on, you guys. Look at all the traffic I drive in there.
Right.
The least you could do is name a strain of weed after me.
What weed is named after you?
Okay. So, clearly, it starts off with Sam, because my name is Sam. So, but they needed, like, a catchy secondary kind of word. So, I always come in with my kitty cat.
Right.
So, you know, the naughty word for kitty, Sam's. And they thought, now that's too naughty, you know.
Cause, right.
So, but in my cat carrier is a little stuffed monkey that always travels around with my cat. Wherever I take my little poor dying cat with me, it has this monkey. So they're like, oh, they're all playing with the cat one day. They're like, Sam's monkey, like the monkey on your back, you know, pot. It's like, oh, and I love monkeys. They're my favorite animal. So for a variety of reasons, Sam's monkey is the name of my strain of marijuana.
And do you smoke Sam's monkey?
Yes, I have some at home. I just got some.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's very good.
What do you spend there a week?
I don't know.
What do you think you spend a week?
I try not to spend too much. Anywhere between $100 and $200.
A week?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. No, I've been trying to be really good. I used to spend a lot.
How much? What was the maximum?
Oh, at least four.
$400 a week.
But remember, there's edibles. Like, I have a $40 brownie sitting in my refrigerator.
$40 for one brownie?
It's like a 10 times X brownie. Like, they told
Jesus
me,
Christ.
One guy tried to F with me and said, oh yeah, eat the whole thing yourself. And another guy pulled me aside and said, honestly, eat a third.
And what do you have weed for? Is it?
I'm prescribed it for generalized anxiety disorder.
And what is that?
I guess because I've been prescribed antidepressants and anti-anxiety pills in the past. Finally, the doctor went, bingo, that's what I'm prescribing marijuana to you for. Because, you know, they give you, like, they have a little consultation with you. So what's your ailment?
Right. Is anybody turned down?
I'm sure they turned somebody down, but I just kept talking. I kept throwing things like gum on a wall, hoping something would stick. I'm like, I have migraines. He didn't say anything. I'm like, I have bad menstrual cramps. He didn't say anything. I'm like, oh, my back is killing me. And then I told him about the pills, and he's like, generalized anxiety disorder. Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So you get your prescription.
Yeah.
And then off to the pharmacy.
Oh, yes. And they give you a whole list of, you know, 40 different ones that you can go register with. But I went to the pharmacy.
And that was the first place you went?
The only place. I'm not registered anywhere else in Southern California or
so
anywhere.
You can't go anywhere else?
You can, but you need to bring your original recommendation with you and register at each pharmacy that you go to. Mm-hmm. But they kind of say, like, don't you get your medicine at, like, one Rite Aid? You don't go all to all different you know, kind of places all over. You stick to one.
Yeah, go to Long's. Right.
Thank you.
Right.
So they encourage you to do the same thing with pot pharmacies. You kind of go to the one.
But where do the pot pharmacies get their wheat?
I think from everywhere. Like, people grow it everywhere.
And they sell it to the pharmacy.
Yes.
I see.
All right. And I don't know the inner machinations of how it all works, but I know that the California government takes 8.25% sales tax on all sales.
Well, that's in the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, on anything.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, they tax the pot.
Yeah, well, they tax sales. It's a sales tax.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they actually pay it, so that makes it legal to sell it here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
See what I'm saying?
All right. If you're in the pot business and, you know, you're obviously feeling the recession here or, you know, the beginning of a recession with the stock market in the toilet, gas prices going through the roof, the price of oil nearing or at an all-time high. Is this affecting the drug dealers out there? Are you guys also feeling the pinch? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, I'm not sure people still have, I mean, that is extra money. I mean, after you pay for, you know, diapers and formula, if you got 40 or 50 extra bucks, maybe you, you know, throw it towards weed. But it's
certainly... You can either detail your car or get a bag of weed. I could go down a list of what you could do and then get a bag of weed.
Is there a maximum weed you can buy?
Yes, up to an ounce every day.
Every day?
Every day that you walk in there, you can buy, but I don't know who does that.
Well,
that's
guys, maybe
person.
They're reselling it. Is that possible?
That's illegal.
Yeah, no kidding.
They encourage you not to do that.
But they also encourage you not to share it with other people?
Yes, that too. Yeah.
And do you follow that?
Let's just say I will share with other patients. I refuse to do anything illegal. I swear. I'm so afraid to do anything wrong or bad.
Right.
So follow the rules.
Is there security there? Because
Can I tell you, they're huge, gorgeous security men. They come from like the Mossad and like the Israeli special forces, and they've got guns and they wear all black and they have a white moniker that just says security. And, you know, they're very tough and
But, I mean, when you walk in there, I mean, do you feel like, is there like plexiglass? I mean, is it a whole...
The crazy thing is when you walk by my place, the pharmacy, it's a yellow brick building and they keep the front door open and literally a waft permeates out the door like the craziest marijuana smell you've ever, like it hits you like you just ran over a skunk and it's on the bottom of your feet. It's like there surrounding you, enveloping you. It's amazing. And people always, because every time I go in, I try and walk behind people that walk by the door and their heads whip to the side and they kind of crane back and look. And then I walk in right by them. I'm like, yeah, buddy, need a recommendation to get your ass in here.
Right. But you should have your own pot store.
I want one. I think it's kind of easy. Well, I mean, I don't know how easy it is.
It doesn't sound like it is at all.
I know a couple people who supposedly now have pot stores.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think it's like becoming an ordained minister. I think you just take like a little test, and if you pay the fine, you can do it.
You should have, I mean, because you talk about... You know, weed in
Sam Phillips. I'm like a pot expert, but I don't really know anything about the laws, but I just know what I like.
Yeah, but you are more enthusiastic about weed than anything on the planet.
I mean, sex. I love sex.
I know, but you can't open up a sex shop.
I could.
Well, I guess you could, but...
Everybody does that.
Then you get like, you know, 19 weirdos in a day.
I'm sure 19 weirdos go into pot places.
But you don't talk about sex like you do weed. I mean, you could give up sex, you couldn't give up weed.
Probably not.
I mean, weed is
no. Actually, if I ever had a kid,
part of you.
I would give up weed.
You would?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You have to.
Could you?
Yeah, I'd have to.
Do you go through a couple days of withdrawal?
No, I'm amazing. I have such mental powers that if I really want to stop doing anything at all, I just put my mind to it immediately. The next day I wake up, I don't do it.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, like with smoking, huh?
Hey, 2 years in July, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Carlos here in Ventura. Carlos, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
All right, what's going on with you?
Nothing. I was just going to call and tell you, I do a little selling on the side, and it doesn't. The gas prices don't affect me. They come to my house, you know?
The weed dealer comes to you.
No, I'm the dealer.
Oh, you're the dealer.
That's come to me. What I do is I got a car, the clinic car, and I go up to Santa Barbara and I buy it, and then I just sell it, and I make like four times as much.
And where do you buy it?
Up in a clinic in Santa Barbara.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you buy it from a clinic in Santa Barbara, and then bring it back down to Ventura and sell it down there.
Yeah,
he's doing that illegally.
Pretty good.
Well, yeah, no way he's doing it. I mean, everybody's on the same. Everyone's on the same page here.
Hey, what happened to women? How come he's not on them?
Here's what you can do. You got a computer?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right, go to whathappenedtowhitman.com.
I know, but was it something between you guys? Or
no, he's moving on. He's doing other stuff.
All right, man.
All right, Bob. Hey, how much are you making a week with selling weed?
I make about $5,000 on the side.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, $5 to $1,000?
No, $500 to $1,000.
Oh, $500 to $1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said $5,000.
Is it worth it, though? No. If you get caught doing this, you're going away, right?
Well, yeah. But,
yeah.
Well, you know, that's the risk you take, you know?
I guess. Yeah,
what are the benefits, though, Carlos, if you're taking this risk? For what?
A little extra dough. Yeah, but my dad taught me very early on. He said, you know, I don't mind if you get into crime, but he said, make sure that you can retire off of the crime.
That's smart.
You know, don't get into petty crap.
Right.
You know, with the one big hit, you know, try to go for it because you're going to go away anyway.
Like a bank heist or something.
Yeah, like a casino heist or something.
Make sure you get it offshore before you go away. So when at least you get out, you have the retirement fund.
Yeah.
I get it.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Is the pot world being affected by this crazy economy? How about Mike in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1.
How are you doing?
All right, man.
How you doing, Sam?
Yo, Mike. Oh, is this security guard Mike?
Yes, it is.
I know his voice. This is Mike. He works at the pharmacy. And
That is a sign that you're smoking too much weed when you recognize the voice of the security guard. Hey, Mike, what does it take to open up a pharmacy and start selling weed?
Oh, man, I don't know. Business license and some money.
That's it, huh?
Probably, yeah.
See, that's what I said.
Sammy's
think it's easy.
Got to open up her own place.
Now, would you invest, Conway, if I opened up my own pot dispensary?
No, because I got a kid, and all of a sudden, like, they shut
I'll give her a job in, like, 15 years.
No, all of a sudden, they shut everything down, and then they come after
me. They steal
your
kid.
Yeah, they're like, what were you doing, you crazy a-hole?
You know what? As long as you stay within the laws, they would have no reason to mess with you, man.
See?
Yeah, but I have heard that they, you know, that Vice or the Sheriff's Department came out about a year ago and shut a lot of those places down.
Not the sheriff, because we actually had some sheriffs come in a couple, like a week ago.
Who was it?
Look around.
Who was it, ICE? Who came out?
No, it was the sheriff. Sheriff's Department.
But didn't they shut a bunch of them down last year?
That was Black Wednesday. Remember that? I called into your show.
Right.
I was distraught.
That's the federal government. That's the DEA, like FBI, stuff like that.
Yeah, those are the big dogs.
Just those guys, right?
Yeah.
They kind of trump the
state. And how long do they keep you closed for?
I'm not even sure. I wasn't working there when that happened.
I can tell you.
Oh, I see. Do you get a contact high from working there all day?
Nah, I don't.
Oh, come on!
No, I've never got a contact from being there.
Really?
Yeah, never.
You smoke weed?
Not legally.
Okay. All right, Babu. Thanks for calling. But I would think that if you worked there all day, you would just walk out like high as a kite.
He has to be. I'm high as a kite when I walk out of there, and I just go in for 5 minutes.
Can you smoke in there?
No.
You can't?
No.
You got to take it home and smoke it.
And you can't even do it in your car. And they say, oh, I wish I brought my little bag with me. Because when you called me.
Your bag of weed?
Yeah. Remember when you called me and told me I could come fill in?
Right.
You asked me where I was. Where did I say I was?
Pharmacy.
Thank you.
Now, what did you buy today? What was today's purchase?
Oh, gosh. What did I get?
Suckers, candies.
No, I got 2 different 8s, but I go by smell. Like, I couldn't even tell you the names that I got. If anybody is working there and knows what I ordered, it's something like Lotus and something else. I go by smells.
Right.
Yeah.
Do they have like a pod vibrator?
Ooh, I wish.
That's the next move, right?
That's what I could do. I could blend sex and marijuana.
Yeah.
It's all about inventing things to sell, Conway.
I guess so. All right. Is the pot business affected by this recession? Or I guess we're moving into a recession, but this crazy economy. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Tonight, Sam Phillips is with us.
Slamming Sammy.
Yeah, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is here tonight. And don't forget, tomorrow the Dodgers are playing the Red Sox at the Coliseum.
Ooh, are you going?
Nah, there's going to be too many people down there. But it's going to start at noon. And it's the 50th anniversary of the Dodgers in L.A., something like that.
That's exciting.
And so that game starts with the Red Sox and the Dodgers at noon at the Coliseum.
I was going to say, who's opening up for them?
They're expecting like 100,000 people there. 100,000 people.
No wonder you're not going.
Yeah. Christ, how are you going to get in and out of there?
And imagine if you went and I went and then I spotted you.
Oh, Jesus.
Then there would be pandemonium. I'd be crawling over people.
Sammy, she did that at the Laker playoff game where I went to the game. She went to the game at the same time.
And Arsenio was at the game, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was
she
on the
was
other
like
side.
Six sections over and she's comes yelling all high and hopped up on weed and booze.
Actually, it was champagne. I was toasted, dude. It was like a noon game and I was so effed up.
All right, gang. Is the economy affecting the pot business? How about Emily in Venice? You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All right. What's going on with you?
I just got off work at the pot shop.
Hey, which one?
Well, it's called Nile Collective, and it's in Venice. And
I imagine there's a lot of them in Venice, too.
In recent months, there have been more and more popping up,
right,
which is interesting because there is a moratorium on new shops.
Oh, there
so
is?
Any new shop that's opening is opening illegally, and at least in Los Angeles County right now.
Wow.
Hey,
so what's happening with the economy? Is that affecting business?
Funny. It's definitely way more than the writer's strike. During the writer's strike, I definitely saw an influx.
Right.
Because everyone was sitting at home waiting to work. And now, this last month, it's been insane. I mean, our numbers have dropped dramatically.
What is a typical week for at the pot shop?
What is a typical week?
What do you make in a typical week?
A million?
Well, you know, it really depends on from week to week. We're
noticing. It's not a million a week, though.
No, I wish. We don't advertise much at all. We're pretty much word of mouth. We're not on any of the websites.
Can you make 20 grand a week?
I wish.
Oh, come on. You must be a little mom and pop organization.
Yeah, we are. We're a small boutique shop, and we do cater mostly to really sick patients.
And do you own the place?
I'm a small portion.
A small portion of it, okay.
You're the mom of the mom and the pop.
No, we're all moms. There's four moms.
Oh,
no
wow.
Dads.
Well,
there
I
four
love
chicks,
it.
Huh?
Four cute moms.
Now when you see somebody coming in who is obviously not sick, but they have a
generalized anxiety disorder.
Well, no, I'm not talking about Sammy, but I'm talking about, some kid who is,
you mean the 19-year-old?
Yeah, he's like 19 years old, and he comes in on his rollerblades.
I really resented them at first. I really did. And, after about 6 months, I realized these are the kids that were been hopped up on Ativan and Prozac and whatever else.
Ritalin.
Right.
Ritalin, whatever else, and now they don't have health insurance. They left mommy and daddy's house, and they don't know how to sleep and how to do things during the
day.
See,
that's what I said, Tim, that people self-medicate with the marijuana.
It's really true. These are kids. This is a whole generation that's been raised to self-medicate.
Well, I think anybody who takes anything is self-medicating.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Hey, so what did it cost you to start the pot store there?
Well, a little bit more, over $100,000.
$100,000.
Correct,
Tim.
And
so,
what is that? Is that like that includes the weed, the rent, all the paperwork?
Yeah, the physical plant. Yes, not
Holy
the physical
Christ.
Plant that we smoke, but the physical plant that we stand in all day. Yes.
And where do you get the weed from?
Well, one of the women that I work with, her family, they provide for us, as well as other friends, people we've known for long periods of time. We often have vendors coming in from off the street, but these are people I don't know.
Right.
You know,
but is it illegal?
They're not necessarily people I want to work with. As long as they have their cards, their caregiver cards, I'm willing to work with them.
Right, but is it illegal to grow the pot that you're selling?
No. What's interesting is it's much more illegal to transport the pot from, let's say, Northern California down to Southern California because the laws in each county vary so much that
maybe in one county
you can carry an ounce and in another county you can carry a pound. So how do you get 5 pounds down from Humboldt to L.A.? And stay
FedEx.
Legal the entire
Conundrum.
Time. It is.
Throw it into FedEx. Hey, now what is the typical person that comes in is very sick. You know, I understand that.
I'd say so. At our
And what is, like, are you guys, it's like a regular business where you, you know, you open at 8 a.m., you close at 5 p.m.?
11 to 7.
11 to 7 every day.
Yeah.
And and the cops don't hassle you? Nobody's hassled you?
For hot chicks.
We have a pretty good relationship with our local city councilman, and what he has let us know is as long as we're doing this on the up and up and there's nothing shady going on and that we're not overly promoting ourselves, because to them that's just a price gouging, and they don't. The DEA doesn't seem to enjoy that. As long as we are staying, keeping our noses as clean as possible, we're in good shape.
And what is the law?
And the cops know we're there. I'm a block from the boardwalk. They drive by. They know I'm there. They're not worried about me. They're worried about the crackheads.
All right, baby, please. What is the law in L.A. County? Is it an ounce?
For possession or growth?
No, possession.
Possession, you can carry up to 8 ounces at a time.
How many?
You can possess up to 8 ounces at a time. That's half a pound.
Wait a minute. You can walk around the streets of Los Angeles with a half a pound of weed on you?
Yep.
I don't know if that's true, dude.
I trust me.
Okay, now I know that you can
many times.
Yeah, but that might be different in Venice. I heard in Venice it's illegal if you don't have a half a pound of weed.
Pretty much. Well, if you have a caregiver card in the city of LA, you can carry up to 2 pounds at a time.
Wow.
But they figure it's because there's
just
people
walk around
who drive
2 pounds
in.
Of weed.
Dude, listen. Yeah. Conway, give me $100,000, dude. Lancaster. I'll open up a great dispensary for the two of us.
I'm not giving you $100,000.
Come on, dude. Think of this. We've been always talking about getting into a business venture together, me and you.
No, you drive me.
I would smoke all of. I would smoke all.
Yeah, you
of
would
the
smoke
product.
The profits. We come in and like, oh, we got to close down.
Oh my God,
because
when my mom was a drug dealer years ago, she did up all her product too. Mm-hmm.
All right, Emily, thanks for calling, baby.
Runs in the family.
All right, there she goes. Look at that. Four moms got together. And open up a pot store.
Dude, just imagine
like
if I got a bunch of centerfolds together. I could do it, too.
Yeah, centerfold weed.
Oh, my God, centerfold Sensimilia. Oh, my God, buy that immediately. Centerfoldsensimilia.com. Serious. I like that. Don't anybody steal my idea, you effers, all of you.
How about I went to Yale Business School, Sensimilia.com.
Oh, I like that one.
I'd rather invest in that. Than centerfolds.
Sensimilia.com, come on.
Yeah, but you would always have hot chicks working there?
I would promise only to have like those four hotties in Venice. But
you should do that.
I would do it like near your house so it could be convenient to anybody that you want to have, you know, send over.
I don't know.
I'd cater to you.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to get into the pot selling business this late in life.
I'll do all the like hard labor. You just put up the funds.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. All right, let's talk to, how about Chris on the 60 freeway? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes, hey, good evening. How are y'all doing?
All right, Bob.
So I was just listening to the previous woman there that was talking, and she mentioned the caregiver, and that's what I am. And so I supply a couple stores in Los Angeles County, save the, you know, the tax that other people put on coming down from Northern California, and also supply a couple of patients as well. And statements...
But if you get caught growing the weed, aren't you going to be arrested?
Well, no, that's what the caregiver license is for. I see.
Okay. So you have a license to grow?
Yes, I do.
How many plants can you grow?
Well, I have more than what my license states, but I do keep it under the 99 federal limit.
Are you serious?
Yes. And 99, yes. It doesn't matter how big the plants are. You can have 99?
Just 99 rooted plants. You know, I don't have that many that are all in the production, you know, phase. There's a lot of different phases, but, you know, at any given time, I have, you know, very, very close to that number going within the two rooms.
Hey, Chris, isn't it true if you just have a recommendation like myself, you can grow up to 6 plants in your house?
Yeah, you can. I mean, with any kind of caregiver's license, you can have 6 per license.
Right.
But, you know, if you have multiple patients that you supply that are, you know, also licensed as far as, you know, having the medical need, then, you know, you can supply any amount of licenses that you have the space for, pretty much.
Now, when you grow the weed, obviously it's a profitable business. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for about 16 years.
And so you're like a real businessman about it. You're not like a
dope head.
Like a pot smoker.
Stay out of the thug life. Yeah, no.
You probably don't even smoke.
I do smoke.
Oh, you do.
Definitely.
How much do you make a year growing the pot?
Well, you know, I don't throw out my my 1040s. So I keep pretty good records, but you know, I'd say close to too large.
$200,000 a year.
Do you think you're making less now, Chris? Which was Conway's question earlier, because of
Is this a recession affecting you?
No, not at all. I mean, I have a pretty limited market. I keep reasonable. I live within my means, and I don't necessarily need to, you know, have a big facility. I mean, there's
right. Do you grow just one strain?
Say again?
You grow just one strain?
No, I don't. I grow four different strains.
Ooh.
And is this a full-time job for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Takes up your entire day, huh?
Well, no. I mean, definitely have, you know, there's a... Most of the time, you know, it's just like the cycle. You got a daytime and a nighttime, and
right.
So,
but where are the plants? I mean, not specifically, but what city?
I'm in Santa Monica.
Oh, so the plants are in Santa Monica.
Well, that's where I am. I keep pretty close to my girls. So.
And the cops have never come by?
I'm sorry?
The police have never come by?
Never, not once.
Knock on wood.
All right.
Well, I mean, you know, I've been in the same location now for just under 5 years.
Is it a house or an apartment?
Neither. But
Timmy, all right, what are you doing?
A condo or a townhouse?
Neither.
All right, probably the most popular guy in Santa Monica. All right, Babu, thanks for calling, man.
All right, guys.
All
keep
right.
up the good work out there.
There he goes.
Bye,
look
buddy.
At that, man.
Wow,
guys,
look at all this
making
information.
$200,000 a year growing weed.
With his girls.
In Santa Monica.
Come on now, living the life.
What am I doing? I should be in that business.
Right. Come on, isn't it like making you double think your position?
I don't know about double
think. You're kidding. Slamming Sammy, the Centerfold Sense Amelia store?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you and I would...
I would do anything that you said.
Is that right?
Oh, I would never second guess you.
Like never show up?
You can never show up. I'll just, hey.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Me never showing
that's
up.
That's okay. Just let me, you make sure that.
I'd like to not be there.
You don't have to be there. Just me and the girls will be there. And you know what? Your wife, let's give her something to do.
All right.
Get little Jenny in there. Yeah. She could be one of the hotties.
Sophie in there too.
Hello. But we'll get Jenny do the books.
How about Babu's weed?
Oh, I like it.
Oh, Babu.
All right. Is the recession killing the pot business? Doesn't look like it is. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sitting in Sam Phillips. Look at that.
Yay!
And it's Friday night in Southern California. It's about 15 minutes to 9. And talking about weed.
Love
it. How
the
economy is affecting the weed sellers and the growers and the whole business. Because it is like a brand new business in town.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it used to be all underground. Now there's people like the call we had out of Santa Monica. The guy's making $200,000 a year growing pot plants.
As a caregiver.
I mean, he's really living the Southern California lifestyle.
I mean, he could be a surfer guy for all we know.
Yeah. Mm. Let's talk to JB in Encino. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Good. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
All right. What do you got? You own one of these places?
I do.
What do you own?
The greenhouse in Sherman Oaks.
Why do you know there was in the there are in the valley? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
All right, got to get out there.
Yeah.
And have you noticed the economy affecting your business?
Big time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I would say by a third.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, business is down by a third this year.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Where is your place located?
Sepulveda and Magnolia.
Okay, that's a cool area.
Now, do you guys have to pay like big chunks of sales tax at a time?
I pay estimates every month, and then quarterly you have to pay the difference.
And you pay a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody expects, you know, they don't want you to ring it up at $60 plus sales tax. It's got to be included. So I have to back it out at the end of each month and pay all that.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that's a big check.
It is a big check.
And how you doing? I mean, you making a couple hundred grand a year in the business?
You know what? I've been in business about a year and a half. I had a real bad partner for a while.
Right.
Cost me a bundle.
Was he smoking all the profits?
That was the least of it. This is not a business of gentlemen in general.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, a lot of young kids, a lot of people from the street that just had the connections and opened up.
Would you say it's a business of thieves?
No, not thieves.
Okay.
No, definitely not thieves.
No, but I mean, what you're saying, I think, is that they're not, I mean, the guy, your partner wasn't a real business, didn't have a lot of business savvy.
Right. They go by street rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you bought him out?
Yes.
All right. Now you own the place yourself. Well, good for you, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you located just a little bit south of Magnolia there on Sepulveda?
Yeah, right where the liquor store is.
Yeah, because there used to be a pet hospital right there.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's still there or not, but I remember.
No.
I remember when I was a kid. I was only about, I think maybe 10 years old, and our dog got hit by a car.
Uh-huh.
And my dad was. We were living over in the valley, and my dad raced the car. He put us all in the car in like 100 miles an hour, drove over to this pet hospital where the dog died.
Mm-hmm.
But as my dad was like driving, you know, down Burbank and Sepulveda, he's fishtailing around the corners and stuff. And I'm like, hey, dad, it's just a dog. I mean, you know, I love the dog, but don't kill 60 of your kids trying to save this little dog.
That's terrible.
Saying something like that before.
Right.
And imagine.
They love their dogs.
I love that dog, but it wasn't worth wiping the whole family out over.
Imagine if that pot store had been there, though, all those years
ago.
You could have, you know, hopped on over there.
All right, buddy.
You know what? One quick thing. You asked if they had a place to smoke.
Right.
And I heard a guy say, no, nobody has that. We actually have a vapor lounge where you can vaporize.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're enjoying yourself out there.
Yeah. Why not?
I like that. I'm going to come by, JB.
Definitely come by.
All right. We'll send people out to you, Bubba.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You take care of yourself.
You guys take care. Thank you.
Right, there
what was
he
that
goes.
On Magnolia and what?
Sepulveda, just south of Magnolia.
Oh, okay.
Sammy, don't make that noise, dude.
It's really
so
turns
irritating.
Me on, though. I get very excited talking about pot.
Wait, don't.
Please, can I have that as my ringtone, too? Do you know that I have my own laugh now as a ringtone?
I know.
I love it. You know,
I heard that the other day. You were in here on the weekend doing a show. I think the Dr. Jarre show.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I heard your laugh. I'm like, oh, where is that coming from? It goes on and on and on.
Long and short of it, on The Single Life, I did a topic assigning ringtones to different types of people.
Yes.
And then at the end of my hour, Yanira, my call screener, said, hey, by the way, I have a ringtone for you. And I'm like, you have a ringtone for me? She goes, oh, yeah, we all do. And I go, what do you mean we all do? A bunch of the screeners here at 97.1. And I'm like, no way. I go, I can only imagine. I thought it was like Bob Marley song or something. She goes, no, call my phone. And it's my laugh. And apparently they stole it from your audio vault.
Is that right?
Yeah. So apparently, George Yanira, there's a whole bunch of people that have my laugh on their phones. So I'm like, I want that.
So it just like, it sets them up to be irritated.
Yes. I love it. It makes me very happy when I hear my own laugh.
They get them into irritation mode.
Yeah.
Before they pick up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's me when I call. You know, oh, yeah, there's Sam.
There's Sammy. I got to do that. I get ringtones for
people. Put my laugh on your phone as a ringtone.
All right. Let's talk to Ryan in Thousand Oaks. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
I don't know if you guys have heard about this yet, but just recently, within like the last 2 months on Melrose, they just put in a weed vending machine.
Yeah, Sam was talking about that.
Yeah, they're all ziplocked and vacuum sealed, and apparently you can get about an ounce a week from there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, isn't it constantly putting, you know, isn't it like 20 hours of putting quarters in?
I don't know how they do it. But
I'm sure they take 20s, 50s, 100s.
Yeah, that's supposedly in a secure room so it can't be stolen. It just looks like a big black box.
Yeah, it's a vending machine.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, but you can't see into it, though. It's just completely black. You can't see what's in there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I thought they should put munchies with it, too.
Yeah. I think eventually they're going to have like prescription drugs and Xanax. And if you have a prescription, you can just, you know, swipe your little card and get it from the vending machine.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good vending machine, though.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there are people listening right now. Need to go into business in these vending machines, Conway.
Hot vending machines?
Yes, buddy.
Yeah. But I bet there are people right now listening, like over the last hour or last 50 minutes or so, and thought, you know, never thought about this before, but going into this business. Now they're like calling their buddies, going, hey, we heard you can make a lot of money. You can be a grower. You can be a caretaker.
It's street
rules.
We're
expanding the business.
That's right. Get a bunch of hot chicks.
All right. Stay tuned for the David Letterman top 10 list and then news with Gina Grad at the top of the hour. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sitting in tonight is Sam Phillips. Look at that. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.